happy already because, you know, guys, it's Friday, and you all know it. It's a time to loosen up a little bit, and more than that, it's noon time, so it is time for Drive to HR, and we have an exciting guest over here to talk more and more about sales recruitment. So stay tuned, and if you are out there listening to the show at Drive to HR, chime in on our hashtag. We do have a hashtag, and that is hashtag DTHR. So without further ado, let's talk to our wonderful guest, Will Thompson. Will, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I've been following you all over the social media platforms, so I thought, hey, I really, really need to talk to this person, and I need to know more about sales recruitment. You know what? It is the coolest job ever. So, well, you know the drill at Drive Through HR, so why don't you kick off the show by telling our audience who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Will Thompson, and I'm the founder and president of Bullseye Recruiting, and I recruit software salespeople throughout the United States and internationally as well. But Bullseye Recruiting was a blog up until March of this year, and then it is a full-service contingency and retained recruiting business now.
Wow, that's great. So, well, you started your career as a recruiting professional and an HR professional, and then you started a blog, and then now that has evolved into, you know, a company which is so successful in doing sales recruitment. So take us through that journey of your entire career path, and have you landed Bullseye Recruiting?
So I never thought in a million years that a blog would turn into a business. I worked at Dell back in 2012, and I went to a career fair, and they said the only caveat is when you come back, you have to write a blog. And it ended up being on the front page of the Dell's intranet for about 2 weeks, and they said, you know, you got to write more. So I did, and was on recruiting blogs, and then started my own site and started getting more and more interest. And I said, you know, this is crazy. I need to start doing this as a recruiting business. And that's what happened. And thrilled to be doing it. It's fun and exciting, and looking forward to what 2015 brings. But blogging does bring good stuff to people that are listening, I promise you.
Wow, this is so exciting because, you know what, this is 2011, I guess, going through your LinkedIn profile during your tenure at Dell. And that's even the early adoption stage of social media, right? So wherein you get introduced to the blogging arena. And then now we are here in 2015 where we have so much of tools and techniques and every day new apps are emerging, right? So tell us, how was that journey for you when it comes to being a recruiter, being a social recruiter?
Yes, I mean, I really embraced social recruiting, I guess, in about 2011. I was a little behind for a lot of people, but, you know, I just found that there's so many different mediums to connect with candidates than just a resume database. You know, people, I use all the social mediums like you mentioned. I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of the social sites out there. And I think that it just kind of makes you a little real, and people can relate to you a little bit better, and you can have conversations with people better that way as well. But, yeah, recruiting has definitely changed quite a bit in that you're more researchable, and you know, there are so many ways to connect with people nowadays than there was, you know, let's just say 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, let's move on to the topic of the show. So take us through, you know, what is keeping you up at night these days?
So the main thing that's keeping me up at night are candidates, and I'm going to call this the revenge of the candidate. So for so many years, it has been the employer's market, right? They have held all the cards, and now it is 100% reversed. So we are now in a candidates marketplace where people are getting multiple offers, counter offers, stock options, you know, and we are dealing with selling and selling and selling over and over and over again. And I've had a chance to win some and lose some, but you really have to be on top of your game if you're going to succeed in recruiting this year. And so, you know, I talk to candidates probably once or twice a day if they're hot, because you want to keep their interest high. There are a lot of options out there.
Absolutely. Well, I read your recent blog post on LinkedIn, and wherein you mentioned recruiting is a sales job. And it is even tough when you know when you recruit sales candidates, because they know the drill of how to influence and how to convince and sell their point. And there you are being a recruiter selling a sales job to a sales candidate. So how tough it would be.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, recruiting is a sales job. You know, you're selling the candidate on the company. You're selling the resume and the candidate to the hiring manager. You're selling them on the compensation package. You have to have something to offer. You know, and salespeople are very driven by money. They're driven by stock options. So they're driven by a number of things. So you have to find those key motivators that why someone would leave their sales job. It may be a new boss. It may be you know, the company's failing, but to uncover those needs and to be able to articulate that to a sales guy is the way you kind of win them over.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you. Now, it is a candidate-driven market, and candidates are sitting in front of multiple options and multiple choices that they have. So recruiters must increase their hiring speed. That is point number one. And, of course, provide a great experience to and even excel in selling to candidates, right? So what if, you know, the candidates, they have this attitude of, why should I work for you? And in that situation, how should a recruiter be approaching that candidate in a different manner?
So, you know, one thing I always do when I talk to – before I go sell a candidate on a position is learn about why people want to go work there. I'll give you an example. I'm working with a hiring manager out of San Francisco, and, you know, he's somebody that I've known for over 25 years, and he's not someone to make a change, but he's moving his family from Houston, Texas, all the way to San Francisco. So it was a very calculated decision for him to do this. So for me to tell a story that is compelling like that to a candidate, that really works well in my favor. Or why would another recent example would be, I had a hiring manager who just started with a company, and why did he go there? So I can effectively sell. This is the reason why you should go work there. But you have to have a story that goes along with, you know, why someone should make a change. And if you don't have that, if you don't understand the basis, then you're going to really struggle in selling a candidate to move.
Correct. And you talked about, you know, what drives those candidates, that understanding that motivators. So recruiting is a sales job, and it is also a matchmaking job, right? So in that case, what do you recommend for the recruiters out there, and especially the sales recruiters out there, in order to identify those motivators of their candidates and accordingly pitch their, you know, deal?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny that in this candidate-driven market, sometimes you can't find out. It's difficult to even find out what their motivators are. And you will try and try and try. I lost a deal last week, and it was, you know, I knew it wasn't money, but there was something else, and he would not let me know. But I think to find those motivators is key, and I think it's just really getting to know the candidate as best as you possibly can, asking open-ended questions about their career objectives, why they would look to change. Is it family? Is it money? Is it, you know, career progression? Is it a change, you know? And then you know, you can really sell to that when you get down to it.
Correct. So I'm guessing, you know what, we have this sales recruitment job that we face at this point, and candidates are sitting in front of multiple options. And recruiters, they definitely have to provide great candidate experience and understand the motivators it makes it much, much and more complicated. So do you think that we have a shortage of talented recruiters at this point? If that's so, what is your suggestion in terms of fixing that?
There's no doubt that there is a shortage of recruiters. I mean, I will say if recruiters had a bad name in 2014, this year is going to be awful, you know, because we're going to have to hire so many recruiters this year just to keep up with the workload, you know. And I think that they're not going to the ones that are effective are the ones that are going to find out the motivators and be able to articulate that to the candidates. But there is it's a huge shortage of recruiters. And I think that you know, coming from an agency, I mean, find someone that's driven and then really train them. But, you know, a monkey can't recruit. I mean, you got to have you have to have some really good sales skills. And I think if you have the good sales skills and the driven attitude, then you can train some people to be recruiters. But, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot. And I think that the ones that are going to succeed are the ones that put in the extra time this year. I mean, you got to have to be on call. I take calls early in the morning and late at night. Constant feedback, constant communication, and you know, I hope recruiters don't get a worse image than they do this year. But I can guarantee you there's a huge shortage.
Well, 2015 will be one of the best year for recruiting, as you said, but that doesn't definitely mean all recruiters will have success. And in that case, you know, what it really takes to become a successful recruiter like you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, someone that enjoys it, enjoys the chase, you know, who is driven either by something, by money, by, you know, somebody that is driven by the thrill of the chase or the close or, you know, but someone that doesn't mind research and doesn't mind, you know, it really has those sales skills to succeed.
All right. Talking about that research and sourcing the candidates, where do you find your candidates?
You know, I wish I had some magic solution, and I'm not, you know, but I think you just use all the platforms you possibly can. I mean, there's no secret. I mean, you can start with LinkedIn. You can call people until they're purple in the face, and you can find target companies that you're trying to go after. You can try tweeting them. I don't think that's a great medium, but if all else fails, you get referrals by building relationships with the people that you have. Just, you know, I think it will morph even more in the next couple of years, like the Zappos model, but, you know, where people will actually come to you that are interested in the organization. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, until then, you know, you have to use all the mediums you possibly can and just be creative. I mean, if it's Zoom info or if it's Twitter, or if it's Facebook, or if it's one of these new tools that are out there, or a big data tool. I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can find individuals. But not keeping your eyes on just one thing, using a multiple array of tools. And then once you find the guy, just kind of hammer him until you get their attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to get some of the tips and techniques that you do in order to make you a successful recruiter throughout these many, many years. So take us through your, you know, one day at work. What all you do and how do you manage your time and how much time do you spend on specific tools and all?
So, I mean, every day I wake up and first thing in the morning, I'm a 6:30 person that I make a list. This is the things I need to accomplish, right? And then just kind of I'm a task-oriented individual, so scratch them off one by one. But, you know, I really try to focus on blocking time for each specific rec that you're trying to work on. Hopefully you're working more than one. And then really just, you know, going to LinkedIn and finding people with profiles, finding companies that may have profiles of the kind of individual you're looking for, and then really just kind of finding whatever avenue you possibly can do to get in touch with them. If that's picking up the phone, or if it's, you know, sending an email or an email, or if it's, you know, trying to go to Zoom Info and get a phone number. But it's just really finding the individuals that you're looking for, and it's a ton of research. I think Jeremy Roberts one time said it's almost like being a librarian at some point. But then once you find the individuals, you just really got to, like I said, just kind of keep going after them until you get them on board. And know your story inside and out.
So you can tell it effectively. Oh, yeah. So do you have a favorite tool? Like, you know, this is the one that I should definitely be using every single day that definitely helps me get a lot of leads out of it. So what is your favorite number one tool?
You know, being an agency recruiter, I have to watch the dollars spent, and I use LinkedIn a lot, and then kind of work backwards from there. So that's probably my favorite tool. I don't have any real big secrets, but I, you know, have built my network over the years, and through blogging and things like that, I've been able to have people connect with me that can help connect the dots with where I need to connect the dots.
All right. So let's talk about the other side of the coin, that is our candidates. So what are some of the tips and techniques that you wanted to give to those candidates who are really, really looking forward to landing a sales job?
Well, I mean, be laser sharp focused, I guess. I mean, one thing about 2015 and as we move forward, companies are becoming pickier and pickier about certain skill sets. So, tailor your resume, tailor your LinkedIn profile to exactly what you're looking for. And, you know, that way they can – recruiters aren't mind readers. We're able to, you know, find the right individuals. But, I mean, for me as a recruiter, you know, if I'm looking for a salesperson, I ask all sorts of questions like, you know, when do they make President's Club? You know, what was your quota like? Mm-hmm. What was the vertical you sold to? You know, look at the length of the jobs. I mean, I look at, the recommendations, the accounts they've sold. I mean, I look at see if they're a hunter or farmer. So I look for detailed information, and I think, you know, you really need to be focused on a certain – for every job almost, you have to be prepared to speak to their opening, because it is pretty niche nowadays. There are more go ahead. But I'm saying there are more people out there that have general skills, and I think that people are really looking for specific skills.
So talking about that job interview very particularly, you know, how to prepare for a sales job interview?
So
you are sitting with a candidate, and then probably you talked about a list of questions at this point, but then what would be some of the tips that you would tell them in order to prepare ahead of time before they come for a sales job?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that drives me crazy is the people that come to interviews that aren't prepared. So, mm-hmm. I mean, understand the company and what they do. Understand the management team and where they came from. Understand, where they're trying to go as an organization. And then really speak towards that, because if you have that kind of information, everybody likes to hear about themselves. That's that form of flattery. They're like, oh, gosh, I want to know more about this guy. But if I were to offer some advice, I mean, those are the things that I would expect someone to basically know, that a lot of people don't know or don't come into an interview prepared for.
Correct. And tell us your favorite interview question to us.
So, you know, the one thing that I do is I never try to fit a round peg with a square hole. I mean, not uh-huh. every job is right for every individual. And I think the biggest mistake recruiters make are they try to sell a role to somebody before learning about what they want. So I always try to ask open-ended questions and ask them, you know, what is their goal? Or where do they see themselves in 5 years? Or what does your ideal job look like? You know, I mean, if someone, I could say this is a hunter role, you know, this, you're going to go out and find new accounts, but all he's done is he's developed relationships and doesn't like to pick up the phone. And they could say yes to that, but are, you got to uncover that need. So I like asking open-ended questions, and I guess my favorite one would be, you know, what's your next move, and why are you entertaining a change at this point in time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is great to know. Well, in fact, do you, you know, we always have this conversation, and I still remember we had a conversation on India HR Live, and then many times when you talk to Animal or anyone out there in the recruiting industry,
yeah,
the conversation comes up, that is the culture fit, the elephant in the room. So do you actually interview for culture fit? And if so, what are your takes?
Yeah, I mean, I think culture is really important. Let's just say for salespeople, I was just recruiting the other day. If the culture is for everybody to be in the office and you're somebody that likes to be left alone, that's not going to be a great fit for you, you know. But I think that really every culture is just a little bit different. And it's hard to interview for those kind of things, but you can ask them about, you know, their past work history and ask them, do you like the startup environment? Because, I mean, I deal with a number of startups, and some people don't care for that. You know, they want something that is, you know, you be here at 8 o'clock, I want you to clock in and clock out, or this, you know, some people are, you know, kind of flying by the seat of their pants, and, you know, some people are okay with that. But you have to ask specific questions regarding, you know, what they're looking for.
Correct. It depends based on the generational gap, too, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, there's a huge generational gap. You know, somebody that's millennials may be looking for something different than a baby boomer, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. If it is a baby boomer, they would generally be focusing on their work-life balance. And of course, the pay is so much important. And if it is a millennial, they would be focusing more on their, you know, feedback and then getting more opportunities to work on and then career advancement and stuff like that. And one of the questions that I really, really want to ask you is about candidate experience. And it's not just about candidate experience, because we talk about that a lot. How about recruiter experience? You know, the candidates who are coming in, even searching on the web and even approaching a recruiter and providing the right information at the right time rather than just simply briefing or just simply surfing on the internet. And what do you recommend for those candidates out there in order to provide better recruiter experience?
The candidates to provide a better recruiter experience? I'm missing.
Yeah, candidates to provide a better recruiter experience. You know, sometimes it takes me to this question is like sometimes recruiters have to ask more and more questions to at least to get some basic information from the candidates, right? They might not be ever about it, or they might be a total, you know, ignorant about it. So in that case, what do you recommend for these candidates to come prepared and give the information to the recruiters so that they can help you to find a job
I wrote a blog once. It was called the 10 screening interviews that, you know, that recruiters ask. And you should know these things that recruiters will ask. And I think you really candidates should become prepared with these answers. I mean, they should just know them off the top of their hand. You know, what are you looking to make? Why are you looking to make a change? What are you looking for in your next job? But there's certain things that, you know, you really need to know before you, if you're out there looking for a job, because they're going to get asked. Are you open to relocation? You know, are you okay with you know, working more than 40 hours a week? Because these are screening questions that we're going to ask, and I think that if candidates are more aware of, you know, just the basic information like that, then it can help us, you know, move through the process quicker, because I'm going to ask those questions every time someone comes into an interview, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, we are down to the last 4 minutes at this point, and tell us what is one of the most challenging aspects that you have ever gone through in sales recruitment, and how did you tackle that challenge?
I think it's difficult today. I mean, this stuff that we're seeing right now about the candidate having the upper hand is truly difficult because they do have choices. You know, they do have options, and we're having to sell and work harder than we ever have before. You know, I think that I've made a couple of offers this year. One had 9 offers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another one had, and I actually won him, and then there was another one that had 4, and I lost him. And I think, you know, not knowing the motivator and just driving home with those questions, he wouldn't let me know the motivator. So I think a lot of times this year, people are going to hold things really close to their chest, you know, and they're not going to tell you the whole story. And I think trying to keep it honest and get as much information as you possibly can and really build that deep relationship is going to help this year. So everybody that I've talked to this year, I like I said, I call once or twice a day if I feel like they're a good candidate because I know they're getting pursued by someone else. And there's never been a more frustrating environment than this year because this is something we haven't seen in a long time. I would make offers just last year and the year before, and it was almost guaranteed they'd take the position. It's not guaranteed this year. Now, people are going to be looking for jobs, but they're going to be very particular, and they're going to have a lot of options.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us at Drive-Thru HR, and I had so much fun and insightful session from you when it comes to sales recruitment. And one more last question, and which is really, really personal.
Yeah.
You have been so successful in your career throughout the many, many years, and you have become an entrepreneur right now and leading Bullseye Recruiting company. So what made you successful as who you are right now?
Persistence and then really putting yourself out there. I mean, I had never done a radio show for a couple of years ago. I mean, this is something way out of my comfort zone, but I think if you – if you really put yourself out there, then you can succeed. And the sky's the limit for you. If there's so many things that I've written, they're controversial, and having thick skin, not everybody's gonna like you. Some people are gonna like you, and some people are just not. But if the sooner you realize that, the more success you'll have. And just being friendly and being yourself. You know, I think that's really key as well. And not trying to be somebody who you're not.
Absolutely. Just be who you are. Let them take it or leave it. So, Will, again, thank you so much. So where can our audience get a hold of you, continue this conversation, and find out more details about you and your organization?
Yeah, please. So my email address is will@bullseyerecruiting.net, and love to talk to you about hiring salespeople for your organization. And then you can also find me at Will Recruits on Twitter, or connect with me on LinkedIn. My last name is spelled Thomson, so most people put a P in my name. But that's probably the best way. Or you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to do that as well.
All right, Will. Well, thank you so much again. So, folks, connect with Will Thompson on Twitter, Will Recruits. That is WillReCruits. Well, thanks again. Have a wonderful weekend to you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one as well.